Beautiful friends and listeners, I am so happy you decided to join me today. Welcome to Forest Fire Rising, the podcast that is a safe space to talk about life, nature, the universe, and being our best and most authentic selves. I am Shauna, your host, and I'm so happy to hang out with you today. Today is a super cool episode. We are going to have a guest, but before I introduce her, I just wanted to let you all know that my retreat is happening to Bali. Tickets are on sale right now. It is going to be a nature and beach retreat. We are going to visit the sacred monkey forest, waterfalls, water temple, beaches. We're going to try lots of food and it's going to be amazing. Head over to my Instagram. I've posted all the details there. If you're interested, and you can also check out my links and read about the trip there. Today is a very special episode. We are finally having guests, and I am so excited to have guests and to connect with more people in the community and more people around with like-minded views, and there's so much that we can learn from everybody, so I'm really excited to take this podcast to the next level, and I thought it would be perfect as my first guest to have one of my super amazing and longtime in real life friends on, because I just thought it would be great to dive into our friendship, to dive into some in real life scenarios, and just chat with somebody who knows me probably better than most other people. So today we are having my best friend Rosie on the podcast. She is owner of Goddess of Destruction Clothing. She upcycles clothing and does a whole lot more cool things. But I will let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Rosie. I've known Shauna for like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
I think it's been about 10 years. I think we became friends when I was 15. So I think I want to say it was like sophomore year of high school is when we became friends. 17.
I think it was 17 going on 18. Yeah.
Okay. Well, about 10 years, definitely.
Yeah. So one of my longest, closest friends that I have, I watched you literally do so much with your life and go through so much and be so strong and so amazing. And you've seen me do so much too and create Goddess of Destruction and move out of home. And it's just been a great journey between us. And I'm excited to talk about it.
It has been. And I love that we've both done like kind of different things. Like we both have experience with like different things, and I just think that'll be super good to discuss, and I don't know, I'm excited to get into it. But you know, we always do our card pull on the show, so I have two decks. I have the Animal Apothecary and I have the Herbal Astrology. Which one should we use?
I'm feeling Animal Apothecary.
Okay, this one is definitely one of my favorites. I love the artwork on this deck. Okay, gonna shuffle. Oh, one flew out right away. Okay, perception. And it looks like it is the ostrich. Number 21. The way to begin to shift your perception is to own that your understanding is never fully accurate. Instead of drowning in uncomfortable feelings, step back and understand that your emotions do not dictate ultimate truth. The thoughts are real, but rarely do they hold any validity. Tell yourself, don't believe the thoughts, over and over again. This not only snaps you out of autopilot zombie mind, but also starts to reprogram your brain to put you in charge of your perception. Great lesson. I talked about this a lot last week, actually, about how we just need to kind of change our mindset and like stop limiting ourselves based on fake things that we think. And it's so good to have friends for reassurance to help you when you're feeling that. Like we were just talking about before this, about how bad I struggle with imposter syndrome. And it's just really nice to have friends around and encourage and whatnot and get perceptions that are from other people. So
Definitely. I definitely resonate that with that as well, especially like in my current situation of being so far away from my friends and, having so many thoughts about it and being in a new place. And like, it's literally like changing your perspective is like as little as like what I told you, like you have imposter syndrome about this wonderful trip that you are asking people to go on with you. And I'm like, it's just as little as saying like, you're hosting it. You're hosting it. You're not like selling a product, like it's just a little perception change.
Right. And I mean, like, that's the thing, like, that's worth it. Like, it's worth it. So why feel bad about it? But okay, let's see. You just said that you are navigating life away from your friends. And you just moved out of state. So let's start there. What's it like? So Rosie and I are both from Minnesota. We've both lived here pretty much our whole lives, or our whole lives, but then Rosie just moved a couple months ago out of state to a whole new town with whole new people. So what's that like?
It's like it's crazy. It's crazy to think about it sometimes. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's super fun. It's like it's crazy to think of how excited you are, like when you're gonna move and like all the possibilities and like a whole new chapter. And then, you get here and you start like just experiencing reality and experiencing life that you would, in Minnesota or like in your hometown. And it's like one thing that I really realized moving here in such a short period of time is like it made me realize the different dynamics because it's like I spent my whole life creating a life and creating friends. And I was so excited about moving here. I didn't realize that I'm literally stripping all of that away from me. And that's more like metaphorically, because, like I still have access to you guys. You guys are a phone call away. You guys are a freaking 2 hour flight away. Like, that's definitely metaphorically, but it's like when life happens here, you guys aren't just down the street, Like, then I start thinking about like why I moved here. Like, was this right? This and that. Like, it's the perception thing that we just talked about, And so it plays into an account of like insecurities when you move here, but then it's like good. Like it's something that I would suggest for everybody because it gives you a different perspective. Like St. Louis like is very similar to Minnesota, but dynamically a little bit different. People aren't that great at communicating here. That's not everybody, but that's one thing that I've noticed, like the relationships that I built in Minnesota and the way I can communicate with them is just so vastly different than my life here. But it is a journey in itself, and I still have so much fun, and it's such a new chapter. But I've also only been here for like 5 months.
Right, 5 months. I feel like it hasn't seemed like it's been that long, but it definitely must have been that long. But yeah, it's definitely so important to get different perspectives and to change your perception, as our oracle card said, to different parts of the world or different parts of the country. So that is definitely, and I mean, I think it's super cool that you got to move away, and like I was not like surprised at all that you were wanting to do that. Or like concerned or anything about it. Like I know some people were like worried that you were jumping into it so fast, but I definitely did not even have that thought because it just seemed so like fine for you to go explore it in that way. So that brings me to the
Right.
next question. Are you surprised to see me on the path that I'm on currently after like knowing me for so long?
I have an answer to that. I have a few answers to that. I mean, yes and no. I feel like I knew you were always like meant for something beyond what we knew and like something great, but I also knew that you were going to do whatever you set your mind to, no matter what.
Right. That is definitely very true. I decide something, I want it for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that you're on the path that you are on now. I always knew that You had like an artistic, creative, free flow side. And you were very much like me, where like we were low key, high key against the what society has always told us, what our parents have always told us, like you need a white picket fence, you need a 9 to 5, you need to go to college, you need to do this. And we both did that. We both did that in different ways, but we both did that because we were like, well, if this is how our parents know to set us up for success, so let's follow that and like see what that does. And then we both
Right.
ended up
I guess I never realized that that was a thing that both of us have done. Like, obviously, I've extensively discussed my journey of getting away from that, but like, I guess I never like I totally, you totally did that, you know?
Right. And I really only did it just to do it. Like, I literally went to college for performing arts. And it was because I didn't know there was a cinema major.
Right. That's funny. I definitely also feel like I could have. Like I knew so early on, like that I was not gonna do that. I feel like just in deeply in my gut, I knew that I was gonna follow a different path. But
Yeah, I mean, I always just like picture you doing whatever you did in a badass way. Like forensic scientist, you were that person from whatever,
NCIS.
NCIS. Like you were that
Right.
person for me. That's what I picture. You go, that's who she's gonna be. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be badass. She's
Right.
gonna have fun,
She's talking about Abby. You guys all know me as like this colorful hippie person, but I used to be pretty alternative and gothic in high school and most of college too. I definitely fit that Abby look for sure. And now I have changed, which I think that my path to this style has also been another journey on me moving to be who I truly am and who I want to be as well. Let's see. Let's talk about our teenage years and how we met and all the crazy stuff we did and why that just wasn't okay, but why it was just fun as fuck. Okay, so Rosie and I met in cheerleading. We were both cheerleaders in high school, and that is how we met. And we basically became like just, those friends that hang out every fucking day and never spend a moment away from each other.
Even when we were grounded from each other.
Well, yeah, we got grounded once. Rosie and I got caught shoplifting at Walmart. and our parents grounded us from each other. So we took up running. We told our parents we were going for a run. So we would go on a run and we met up and would hang out
They
on our
couldn't keep us
runs.
apart.
And nobody ever said anything. Because our parents just always thought that we were just a bad influence on each other. My parents were convinced that Rosie was a bad influence on me, but that was so wrong. Like, I got Rosie into smoking weed and a whole bunch of stuff.
Literally, I feel like my mom knew that you weren't like a bad influence on me. I think she just knew that us together was like a safe place for us to do all these things. So I think that's why she was like chill about it. She knew we were safe and like responsible, but she just knew that we were gonna fuck around and find out.
That is true. Our parents also knew each other before we did and knew what kind of
Awesome.
people they are.
Yep.
And both of our parents are kind of crazy with their own issues with substances and such. But yeah, we were crazy in high school, like fucking shit, like drinking on school nights and smoking weed before school every day. Like, I think about that now, that's crazy. Like,
Dude,
stuff, like, I just can't believe,
I
like, it was fun at the time. But, now, like, in my healing journey and stuff, I think about how, like, destructive that was and, like, why we felt the need to do that, you know?
Okay, so one thing that I thought about when I was answering these questions, because you're like, how did we get away with it all? And I was like, I think we got away we got away with it all due to ignorance. We just were living our lives, and I it goes into the question of like how we acted as teenagers shape who we are today. And I think that it was okay for us to do all those things because we were just living the teenage life that everybody else was living. And me and you both come from a family of trauma. So us being able to do those things, like I said, in like a safe place between me and you is like it allowed us to have that childhood when we had to grow up so fast.
I'm glad that we got that out of the way so fast, like early, you know? Like, I definitely am grateful that I went through that or that we went through that. And we're able to come out of it as who we are today as smart people and not super fucked up.
True. Like it allowed us to have that childhood, but because we saw what could happen if we kept that life, we
Exactly.
knew enough was enough.
Exactly. And it's so like good to have like that awareness. Like I always think about like I'm worried about, like turning into your parents, but you don't really have to worry about that when you know that you are just more so much more aware than your parents. Like you're so much more self-aware where like you literally will not let yourself get to a point like that because you know that's
True.
not what you want. You know,
True.
like being shown like the way that you don't want to be, it just is so powerful in my opinion, and you probably relate to that a lot as well.
Facts.
Like it's such a motivator to not be that way. So like I think yeah, definitely getting that out of our system, being able to like safely try that and have fun and stuff, I think definitely. 'Cause there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with recreationally using substances and drinking, because we're here for a human experience. Like we want to experience all the fun stuff, definitely don't want to let it get too far. And I think that we're both at a point where we're comfortable with that, able to do it safely and fun without it being too much,
True. And like even besides any recreational use, like I think one of the craziest things that we did for like no reason is like and why our parents let us was like we would just like on a school night just like go out at like 10 or 11 and just go rollerblading.
Right, like
And
why?
we would like 3 out of 10 times, one of us would eat shit.
That is true. That is true. But let's see. So we stayed pretty good friends after high school and stuff. You graduated a year before me. And we stayed super good friends. But then there was kind of a period where we just were kind of on different paths and we didn't talk a whole bunch, but like I think we were able to like come back together and we started talking again, and I just want to talk about the importance of navigating adult friendships and how important it is to be there for somebody from afar.
I think, like, honestly, there is so much that went into us, that went into that for like our particular relationship. We were just on like completely different paths at one point. Like, there was a point where we were on such different paths that, like, and I've thought about this a lot. Like, there was a time where, like, I was extremely envious and jealous of you. And there was a time where I thought you were very selfish and, like, I didn't allow that to fog my feelings because internally I knew that that was a projection of self insecurities. And I just like let it ride out and just like ignored those feelings for a while. And then, as I got older, like I came to terms on what that actually meant, which I knew what it actually meant all along.
And
Just didn't
like
want to
for
address
me,
it.
like that was like when I was in college. I was so busy. I was like, I don't know. That was like the beginning of like my spiritual awakening and like healing. And I was still going through like so much shit with my parents and stuff and navigating that and like and my siblings. And it was just kind of a lot for me. And honestly, I maybe was like a little selfish because I just was not able to like handle all of that at once and still maintain a lot of these friendships.
I don't think it was selfish. I think I literally was jealous because you could be so selfish, because you could take this time for yourself because you needed it. And I was in a relationship where I didn't take time for myself because that's just not who I was at that point. I just never took time for myself.
Right. Definitely, it's definitely so important to allow your adult friends to let them take that time for themselves and stuff, and to just not, and to be able to, like, it's so important and special when you're able to just jump back in and things are the same, you know? And, like, it feels like things never change. Like, I know we did have that period. It was probably like 2 years, would you say?
Yeah, it was when
Things
you
were
were
a
in
little
college.
weird.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like when I was in my last year of college, and then when you were in your first years of college. I think your last year of college, we started hanging out more and more.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after college, but yeah, it's just so important to be able to let people figure their shit out and know that you still are going to be there for them and that they're still going to be there for you.
Right. It's just allowing your whatever relationship might be to be their own person and like let them grow and have their own journey. And like a relationship is never going to last if you can't do that. And it's just going to like have lack of trust and hope in future relationships because you're not creating like that foundation of security in the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so important in any relationship to just let people be their own people. Whether it's like a friendship or like a relationship, like or a romantic relationship, it's like so important to know that people have to be like their own person and stuff. What else do we have? Okay, speaking of this and the changing view of our friendship, how has just your whole view of life changed since you were like 20, 21? Let's see, you're gonna turn 28. So like how has your view just like in your 20s, like being in your 20s, I feel like it's such a learning time of your life and you're figuring so much stuff out. And I personally feel super grateful that I am so deep into my healing journey already and have figured so much out like already, you know, that like I'm able to just use this learning time to like really do what's best and like really like move in the right direction.
True. Yeah, it's crazy the things you learn in your 20s and how people can learn that in their early 20s or like you or their late 20s or their 30s. And like I think my 20s really taught me kind of how relationships and friendships work and how expectations and boundaries work. And like the dynamics of it all, and like, navigating toxic people or pinpointing toxic people. Like, there was a point in college where like I just wanted to be friends with everybody and anybody. Like, and then I would just get burned and burned and hurt and hurt. And I'm like, but why am I putting my energy into this? Just to have some random person that I met in college like me? Like, I don't know.
Right. I
How,
would
like,
definitely agree that it gets easier and easier to decide like what's worth your energy and what isn't the older you get. And also to like be okay with other people not wanting to put that same energy in and also be okay with like cutting them off. Like that's
yes,
definitely.
that's
And
definitely
like
a hard balance.
people or situations, I think I've definitely learned like how like it's so easy for me now to just like do what's best and not like worry about other stuff. I mean, I still definitely struggle. I'm not perfect, but it's definitely gotten a lot easier to just put my energy toward what actually deserves it, you know?
True, true. And I feel like we both can relate, like learning in your early 20s. Like, I don't know, you come out of high school and you're like, this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna be. This is what my life's gonna look like. And then how paths change and how like progression and growth and life is not linear. And like, you don't realize that until you've gone through your 20s and you're like, oh, this isn't working for me. This is not what I like. This isn't for me. This is aligned with me. You know, how paths change and how everything, you know, nothing is linear. It's always going to be up, down, steady, up, down, steady. You know, like it's not going to be as consistent as you want it to be.
Totally, definitely like navigating that change and being more comfortable with things changing. And like the more experiences you go through and the more like hardships and exciting things that you have to navigate, it's a lot easier to just ride the roller coaster of life, you know, and to accept things as they are and not how you thought they like should be. Because personally for me, like I went into after high school just like with all these expectations, like I'm gonna do this and this. And the next question I want to ask is, how is your fear of failure changed since then, specifically?
I mean, I feel like in so many ways I'm not as afraid as like what I used to be afraid of. It's kind of weird, like when I think about like how I used to be afraid of throwing a backhand spring, but now I'm like, what do you have to lose? Just do it. Still haven't thrown one, but still, you know, and like fear really, it feeds into a lot of my anxiety. Like my anxiety is solely created based off my fear. And one thing, you know, I learned in my 20s is like I don't need to be afraid of life, you know, like I don't need to be what everyone thinks I should be. Like acting, for example, when I tried to be in acting, I was always afraid that I wasn't the character that they wanted me to be, or that I didn't say this right, or like I was just constantly afraid that I wasn't going to be the character they wanted me to be. And so it's like I just don't have that fear anymore. Like I'm just gonna do what I do, and if I'm not the character they don't want me to be, then like whatever, you know, that's fine.
Right. I agree. I definitely have gotten more like things are fine. It doesn't matter what other people think. Like, I feel like also like a lot of fears are just like fake that we just make up in our head, you know, that aren't even like actually like they don't even actually have that much weight. And I feel like I also am at least at a point now where like I'm aware that everything is untrue. I'm still working on, you know, not believing those thoughts and stuff, but I'm definitely at a point where, like, I know that's all just made up and that it'll be fine because it's been fine. I feel like also a lot of it is like you've gone through like more experiences, you know, and things have just been fine so many times that's now it's easier to be like, I figured that out before. Like, it's fine.
Honestly,
So I'll just, we'll just be fine.
that's such a good perspective. It's been fine. It's been fine. Like, you know, we've made
Right.
it this far.
Exactly. You've made it this far. So I definitely find it easier also to like shed a lot of fears in that way because just the experience of living, I think it helps, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk. Tell me about your business. All of the details. Like, how did you get into it? Like, yeah.
I mean, I started sewing in high school. I started sewing little things, just like hand sewing things, and just being like god awfully terrible at it. And then I took some home ec classes sophomore and senior year, and my mom got me a sewing machine. And I remember like literally staying up till like 1 a.m. before cheer camp. Oh my God, when we went to cheer camp, before cheer camp, because I had to sew and make this bow that would be perfect for cheer camp. And I don't even think I wore it. And like, you know, it just like helped. Having that sewing machine just like literally fed my creativity of like, I really don't like this dress, but I really like this fabric. And I was just like, I'm gonna make it a skirt, period. And like, I stayed up on a school night making it a skirt because I was determined to wear it tomorrow. Like, I'm gonna wear it tomorrow. I do not care. So yeah, that's when I kind of just started sewing. And I always enjoyed sewing, like moving forward. I kind of fell in and out of it in college. I don't think I really did much in college. My mom had my sewing machine. Well, she bought it for me, but yeah, she had my sewing machine. And then when I ended up moving to Apple Valley and like had to own house, I got my sewing machine back and all my sewing stuff. And that's when I was like, oh, I really like this. Why don't I do this more often? And then I was like, I'm going to start an Etsy. So, and I mainly started an Etsy off of like pants. I just wanted to make pants because I was tired of like not having pants that fit my body type and like not like I just loved patterns and colors and like 70s and like I just couldn't find any of that or I didn't know where to find any of that. But that didn't really work out too well for me. I think it was just a point in my life because of that, or because I was in a point in my life where I just like wasn't stable enough. And it was during the pandemic and I really did it to make money, which I've learned now is not how I work. Like it's just
Oh
not how
yeah, I think
I plan.
a lot of artists are that way. Like it is really hard. You have to like get out of that mindset. Like, is this gonna make me money? You just have to like make what you love, you know?
Right, yeah. And then yeah, later down the line, I started Goddess of Destruction and I just was so set on like doing it. It was just a big goal of mine because I just figured if I put in all this work and I made it what I wanted to be and I actually like, put in the work to promote my website and have it the name that I want to be and make the website and, make business cards that it was going to motivate me to, sew more and be more active. And like, it was kind of one of those things where it's like, if I do all this, then everything's going to be fixed. I'm going to have a business and I'm going to be motivated, but, reality kicks in and it's like, well, I still have to put in work. I still have to promote myself. So I'm still learning a lot about how to balance my priorities and how to put that as a priority for me. Because it's like the comfortability versus the priority of wanting to sew, wanting to promote my business, and like trying really hard to do all those things so that I don't have to stay in my comfort zone and like work my whole life to stay in my comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Definitely. It's definitely a lot more work than people realize. But I mean, it does feel like, don't you feel like when you like actually like started it and actually like made the logo and everything, like you were like excited about it?
Oh yeah, I was super excited about it. And I remember you let me vend at one of the markets that you're vending at, and like you were there when I first got my first high of like my first sale. It was the Iron Maiden crop top thing.
Yeah.
And it was just so exciting to see people really enjoy something that I made, like something that I thought was so cool, and they also thought it was so cool. Like I was just like, oh my God.
It, all the time, I definitely still feel that. Like, I can't believe people want to spend their money on my stuff. Crazy. All right. What are some of your future goals? Let's see, we were just talking about your birthday being soonish. So, like, how does that make you feel that we're getting older? Do you feel good about it?
I mean, sometimes I hate it because it's like we as human beings constantly compare ourselves to other people around the same age, which, is so unrealistic. So sometimes I'm like, I expected to do so much more. I wanted to be this person and that person. But in reality, it's like I'm not anywhere near wanting to be this person or that person, kind of just like what we were just talking about. Like sometimes I hate it, but sometimes I just don't care. I'm like, I'm still like the number. I just don't let the number define me in a way where it does give perspective on someone said they're 21 versus 28. It does give perspective on who they may be and what they might do as a person. But like, I don't know, 28, even turning 30, like Doesn't seem as scary as I thought it was going to be for sure.
Right.
Just seems like another day, another birthday, another thing to celebrate. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I feel that. I feel like there's just such like a society makes people so afraid to get older, you know? And I feel like
Right.
it just doesn't seem that bad. Like there's just like more things to do, and like I just feel like I get more and more myself every year, and I like that. So that doesn't like that's not scary, you know?
True.
But people are so afraid of it. But okay,
Valid.
that is the end of what I had planned for discussion. So, do you have anything you want to add, or you can tell us where to find your business, whatever else you want to share.
I mean, I think that we did a pretty kick-ass job at covering and talking about like everything. I don't really have a summary or a conclusion or like other than I think that, like with me and you, like we've seen each other's struggles and we've seen each other's like highest and lowest points. And I just think it really resonates with everything you're doing in your podcast and everything you're saying and like how life is supposed to be fun and sometimes it honestly isn't, but like me and you came through like the trenches of trenches at some points, and like I'm just super proud of you. I'm proud of us, and like we are doing a damn good job.
Me too. I'm also proud of us. All right, tell us where we can find Goddess of Destruction and anything else you want to share.
You can find Goddess of Destruction. You can find it on Instagram and Facebook. And on my website at Goddess of Destruction Shop, goddessofdestructionshop.com and Goddess of Destruction Shop Instagram and Facebook handles. You can also find the storefront at Lee's Antiques if you are located in St. Louis, Missouri. It's off Hampton in Maplewood. And it's super amazing. If you live in St. Louis, like you have to check it out. This is the greatest shop ever.
All right. I will put this all in the description in case you missed all of that. But I am so grateful you guys decided to come hang out with us today. And I hope you have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. And I love you all so much. Goodbye.